"One of those people who pokes his nose where it doesn't belong, I fancy," said the lecturer in recent runes, and sniffed. He sniffed again and looked down at the book he'd picked at random. "This is a pressed squid collection," he said.
"Oh, is it any good? I used to collect starfish when I was a boy," said Ponder.
The lecturer in recent runes shut the book and frowned at him over the top of it.
"I dare say you did, young man. And old fossils, too, I expect."
"I always thought that old fossils might have a lot to teach us," said Ponder. "Perhaps I was wrong," he added darkly.
"Well, I, for one, have never believed all that business about dead animals turning into stone," said the lecturer in recent runes. "It's against all reason. What's in it for them?"
"So how do you explain fossils, then?" said Ponder.
You see, I don't," said the lecturer in recent runes with a triumphant smile. "It saves so much trouble in the long run. How do skinless sausages hold together, Mr. Stibbons?"
"What? Huh? How should I know something like that?"
"Really? You don't know that? But you think you're entirely qualified to know how the whole universe was put together, do you? Anyway, you don't have to explain fossils. They are there. Why try to turn everything into a big mystery? If you go around asking questions the whole time, you'll never get anything done."
"Well, what are we put here for?" said Ponder.
"There you go again," said the lecturer in recent runes.
"Says here, it's girt by sea," said the senior wrangler.
He looked up at their stairs.
This continent, XXXX, he added, pointing at a page, "says here, little is known about it, save that it is girt by sea."
I'm glad to see someone has their mind on the task in hand," said Ridcully. "You two, get on with some studying, please. Right, then, Senior Wrangler, girt by sea, is it?"
"Apparently."
Well, it would be, wouldn't it?" said Ridcully. "Anything else?"
"I used to know a girt," said the bursar.
The terror of the library had sent his somewhat erratic sanity on a downward slide into the calm pink clouds again.
"Not very much," said the senior wrangler, flicking through the pages. "Sir Roderick Purdy spent many years looking for the alleged continent and was very emphatic that it didn't exist."
"Quite a jolly girl. Gertrude Plusher, I think her name was. Face like a brick."
"Yes, but he once got lost in his own bedroom," said the Dean, thumbing through another book. "They found him in the wardrobe."
"I wonder if it's the same girt," said the bursar.
"Could be, bursar," said Ridcully. He nodded at the other wizards. "No one's to let him have any sugar or fruit."
For a while there was no sound but the splash of water behind the door, the turning of pages, and the bursar's randomised humming.
"According to this note in Wasport's Lives of Very Dull People," said the senior wrangler, squinting at the tiny script, "he met an old fisherman who said in that country the bark fell off the trees in the winter and the leaves stayed on."
"Yes, yes, but they always make up that sort of thing," said Ridcully. "Otherwise it's too boring. It's no good coming home and just saying you were shipwrecked for 2 years and 8 winkles, is it? You have to put in a lot of daft stuff about men who go around on one big foot and the land of giant plum puddings and nursery rubbish like that."
"My word," said the lecturer in recent runes, who had been engrossed in a volume at the other end of the table.
"It says here that the people on the island of Slacky wear no clothes at all, and the women are of unsurpassed beauty."
"That sounds quite dreadful," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies primly.
"There are several woodcuts."
I'm sure none of us wish to know that," said Ridcully. He looked around at the rest of the wizards and repeated in a louder voice, "I said, I'm sure none of us wish to know that. Dean, come right back here and pick up your chair."
"There's a mention of XXXX in Wrencher's Snakes of All Nations," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "It says the continent has very few poisonous snakes. Oh, there's a footnote."
His finger went down the page.
"It says
Most of them have been killed by the spiders. How very odd.